I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, Buddy Shula here back for this segment, and we are here with Beechwood Senior Independent Retirement Communities, which would include Ashbury Point and Presbyterian Village at North Church. And we are here with Kristen Scholes to talk about this. We were talking off the air, Kristen, about how Buffalo is an older community,
for sure,
and how, you know, and we all say we're growing older, and that's true, we are, but Buffalo has a higher concentration, I think, of older people than a lot of other cities.
Right, we do.
Which means that the things that we're going to talk about in this interview are very, very important to the people that are listening. First of all, for those who don't know, I want you to tell us about Beechwood Continuing Care and why it's so special.
Sure. So Beechwood has been around for almost 60 years. We're a nonprofit organization and we're local. And when we say we're a continuum of care, that means we have various services and care and living options for the seniors in our community, from retirement communities and independent living to assisted living. We have skilled nursing. We also have hospice and end-of-life care. And we also have a short-term rehab facility on our campus.
So you really can go through all stages of being a senior at one place.
Correct, yes.
At Beechwood, which is, you know, pretty important because there are a lot of other places that you can't get all of those things.
Correct. You know, once you're within our community, our continuum, we make that transition from independent living to assisted to skilled nursing. We make it smooth, supportive, and seamless. And that's a great benefit because if you're part of a continuum, you don't have to worry about the stress of researching and finding a place. And nowadays, because we have such a high population of senior care, or our seniors in our community, you don't have that extensive wait. You're a priority because you're part of our continuum. So if you need rehab services or it's that time to go into skilled nursing, you're top of the list because you're part of us.
Who is the person that makes these decisions and calls you to take a tour of the campus or the facility? Who's the person that actually tells you what's going on? Is it the son and daughter of the loved one usually?
It could be both. It, you know, especially for our independent living, it's half and half. It's a senior couple or a widow who knows that it's time to, you know, enter a new phase, a new adventure
journey
in life. You know, get rid of the house. Don't worry about mowing the lawn or shoveling the driveway or anything, you know. Make life easy, make new friends and have a great, you know, have fun. But then there's also the son or daughter who, you know, is worried that their parents are alone in the house and worried that they might take a fall or, you know, they just need a little bit more support than that what they can give them.
So at Beechwood, you have a couple different options for independent living. Could you explain that?
Yes, we do. So we have Ashbury Point. Ashbury Point is the creme de la creme, if I can say that.
Sure, you can.
It's, you know, luxury apartments. There are different floor plans, one and two bedrooms with dens. Each apartment has its own balcony or patio. They have an indoor heated secured parking lot, which is different and no other facility in the area offers that. Pet friendly, beautiful gardens, and five-star dining. We have a chef and a pastry chef on staff. So included in your living fee there is all your meals and your entertainment and your activities. I'm sure any of our residents will tell you that the dining there is the best.
Really? And all breakfast, lunch, dinner, the whole shebang?
Yep. And you can have guests come in and have dinner with you.
So this is totally independent living. It's for somebody who wants to be in an adult environment at a great place, They could even be a snowbird, maybe, right?
We have snowbirds, yes. And, you know, obviously some of our residents there are still driving because we have the parking. The activities are just incredible. We have an on-site full-time activities director, and she keeps those people busy. So if you're into reading, there's a book club. If you're into going out for the arts, you know, she'll take them to musical fair or Shays or the movie theater. And in-house, we have, you know, the library, a fitness studio. There's exercise classes. It just so many different things for any type of lifestyle, whether if you're more inbound or if you like to really get out there.
Pickleball?
But they probably have that too.
Yeah,
I know they do outdoor games there. And we do have a little putting turf too, so people can work on their swing there.
And you also have other independent living options, different places.
We do. We also have Presbyterian Village at North Church.
Right.
That is on North Forest Road in Williamsville. A great facility. It's tucked away in the back, and it's very quiet. It's actually on a nature sanctuary.
Wow.
Very quiet. Again, 1-2-bedroom options over there. Some have patios, beautiful landscaping, all your appliances, everything that, you know, you'd want over there. They do do activities over there. They also just got a new bus, so it's a 15-passenger bus, so they do some outings about town. Lots of stuff over there.
And there's
as well.
One more option you have for independent living.
We also have that Canton Presbyterian Village on Delaware, which is our subsidized living. So if a senior is on more of a fixed income, it's a portion of their income, and the rest is subsidized.
So we're here with Kristen Scholes from Beechwood Senior Independent Retire Communities that we're talking about. And as Kristen mentioned a little while ago, it's a continuum of care. So when you start out there, perhaps in independent living, you can stay under their umbrella forever. I mean, even when it comes to the point of hospice care, and, you know, you don't have to move around to 300 places like you normally would. It's all there at Beechwood. Mm-hmm. And make sure to Google Beechwood online. You can find out all of this on their website. So we talked about the independent living. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the assisted living. What is an assistive living? What is that?
Well, we're technically not certified as an assisted living, so we call it assistive living.
Okay.
And it is one of the wings at our home. And it's for seniors who you have to have a nurse or, you know, somebody there 24/7. But they're still a little bit more independent and still moving around and things like that.
What about short-term rehabilitation?
That's really for anybody at any age. You know, you're planning to have some type of procedure done and you need the rehab. We have the facility. Somebody usually stays in our rehab about two, three weeks at the most. And we have a great rehab PT and OT department with all the equipment that you need for your rehab.
That's wonderful. And it's a wonderful thing for seniors to check out. I got to ask, this is random. What is considered, what age is considered senior? Do you have like a minimum at the independent living?
Yeah, retirement age, you know, 65 and older. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I was always wondering that, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, because those ages seem to vary. So how is it when people go there? Do they make friends? And is it all new family at that point or getting more friends?
It is a new adventure. I mean, I can tell you, you know, at Asbury, it's such a tight-knit community. They go in and they're very welcoming to new residents as well. But they're just, you know, they love their friends that there. They love the facility. They be- request gifts to, you know, for the library there and the gardens. And over at North Church, a lot of people make friends. My mom is over at North Church. And, you know, she didn't know anybody going over there. And she's got a lot of friends and she's really enjoying the new lifestyle over there and not having to worry about those things that you worry about when you own a home.
What do you say to those seniors who are afraid about making a move like that, leaving home, leaving the comfort? What would you say? What's the end result that happens usually when someone joins your facilities?
I think they realize, what was I waiting for?
Right.
You know, this is great. This is a load off my back. You know, and it's also a load off my children's back. They don't have to worry about helping me take care of my home, or they don't have to worry about me as much. So it's a great, you know, weight off of their shoulders as well.
You have some special events coming up. Let's talk about the open houses. Now, these open houses are going to be at Ashbury in October and the Presbyterian Village. Let's talk about the dates and things that people could do at your open houses, because it's important for people to tour these facilities.
And I mean, of course, they can call and have a tour anytime that they want. But the open houses, they're great. You know, we do giveaways and have some refreshments. And over at Ashbury, we've got that October 8th and October 22nd, Saturday afternoons, 1 to 4. And you'll meet Marilyn, our director of admissions there. And she'll answer your questions. She'll give you a tour of some of the apartments. And, it's a great way to see the facility as well as see some of the residents and talk to them as well. And then over at Presbyterian Village at North Church, we're doing that on a Wednesday, October 12th, from 11 to 4. And again, you know, these are great to meet the residents, the administrators, the staff, tour the facility, ask questions, see the different apartments. I will say that after October, we usually don't do any more open houses until March, mm-hmm. because a lot of people go down to Florida. Mm-hmm. Not right now, but...
Well, this is the time people move. It's in the fall usually and the spring.
Yeah. So, and we have some great relationships with companies in town that can help with selling your home and downsizing. They really focus on the seniors that are getting ready to sell their home and downsize and get organized with it and everything like that. So we can help you.
That's important. I didn't know that.
Yeah, help you with those services as well.
Activities, you know, that is something you really want to focus on. Not only activities, but just great living spaces. And like Kristen said, you know, do you really want to be shoveling snow at this point? Do you really want to be walking up 400 flights of stairs? Do you really want to be, you know, doing all the stuff, you know, that you don't have to do? Or do you really want to enjoy your life at this point in a beautiful community like one of these? You know, I think that, you know, from people I know, you know, they don't like change or worried about it. But I think when somebody tours one of your facilities, their mind will change.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Okay. Kristen, it was very good to have you here on the show. Beechwood Senior Independent Retirement Communities. Look for them online, Ashbury Point and Presbyterian Village at North Church. And also make sure to look on the website for the open house information in October for all those locations. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.